Sexual expression and long-term care. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Sexual expression among older people remains a taboo subject, and sexual expression among older people in long-term care is virtually ignored. Yet, as nurses, part of our regular assessment of patients, young and old, is about sexuality, a line we often simply leave blank in assessment forms. A study from the USA by Syme et al. Titled Recommendations for Sexual Management in Long-Term Care, a Qualitative Needs Assessment, and published in JAN, aims to conduct a qualitative needs assessment of directors of nursing regarding challenges and recommendations for addressing sexual expression and consent. 20 directors of nursing across a range of long-term care facilities were interviewed. The topics they discussed were around raising awareness of the issue, educating staff and actually carrying out initial assessments of sexuality. They also said that national guidelines were required. One interviewee said, "I think that level of connection with another human being changes a lot about your demeanour and how you move through life, and long-term care is so isolating to begin with. You've left your home, you've just enough belongings in a box to take up half of an 80-foot room, and so many things are lost and disconnected. But if we had a better way to maintain intimate relationships with people, that would change the perception of long-term care to some." Another said that we have to realise that the residents we have are our primary focus. Family is second. We have to stand our ground when it comes to what the residents want versus what the family wants. And at facilities, we have to have that ability to stand our ground. To know that, even if somebody took us to court, we have a better chance of winning because we are meeting the needs of the resident. As explained by the authors, despite numerous challenges identified, all directors of nursing interviewed in this study were supportive of sexual expression, and they had many suggestions to successfully tackle these challenges both locally and system-wide. First and foremost is the need to address sexual expression and consent openly in long-term care, which has largely been ignored due to issues such as stigma and legal worries. In conclusion, they state sexual expression and consent among long-term care residents can no longer be ignored.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.